Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Julie, I believe this is definitely a case where we're biting off more than we can chew.
An infinite amount that we can chew. And maybe you guys can listen to. I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah, because we are taking two episodes to discuss infinity.
But only two.
Only two episodes.
Not an infinite amount.
Right. We're taking a finite number of episodes, and each episode is, consists of a finite number of minutes. There's only so much time and energy we can throw at the topic, and the topic is the infinite, the boundless, pretty much one of the biggest, most mind-staggering concepts you could attempt to try and comprehend. So you're going to get lost along the way. We're going to get lost along the way. And hopefully we will not all remain lost for an infinite amount of time and just completely lose our minds. But
yeah, in full disclosure, at some point I'm going to have the math sweats.
But, you know, we're all going to wade into the deep end of the pool together, the deep end of the philosophical pool, the theological pool, the mathematical pool, the physical pool. We're all going to go together, and hopefully none of us will sink beneath the waters.
Infinitely.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's get our hands and our minds around the concept of infinity, because we use it all the time, or at least my kid does. When she's really excited about something, she'll say, infinity plus one. I totally want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, which is its own infinite hell. But again, we find this parlance a way to try to describe something that feels like it's going to go on forever and ever.
Yeah. And, also another big pop culture mention of this, though, that our producer Noel just pointed out, To Infinity and Beyond, Toy Story movies, which on one level kind of sounds like ridiculous, but actually is kind of key to some of the discussions we're going to have about the nature of infinity. Which is kind of clever in its own way. But indeed, infinity is this thing that we kind of pick up on even at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're not giving it a lot of serious consideration. For your part, what was your earliest interaction with infinity? Your earliest even attempt to utilize infinity as a concept or to think about it? Or
I think just when I was considering the universe,
mm-hmm,
and the place that I had on Earth and then Earth's place out there, And so that was the first sort of inkling of like, wow, things might go on forever and ever and ever. What about you?
I definitely remember the idea of a never-ending pit being the thing that came to my mind. I think this came out of like playing with Masters of the Universe action figures mm-hmm. or watching a He-Man cartoon and somehow getting the idea that, you know, you would have, not only would you have these action figures fighting on the edge of a cliff, which would probably be the back of a couch, but that this would be a cliff above just an endless chasm that there would, if they start, you started falling, you would just never reach the bottom. And so we would, when we would play basically the floor is lava, our version was the floor is a never ending pit.
Oh, yeah. That really amps up sorry, let me try that again. Oh, that really ups the ante there.
Yeah. And so I remember thinking about the concept sometimes because then you have to ask yourself, well, if this is a never ending pit, what does that mean? Are there walls to this pit? Do the walls go on ad infinitum? And if so, where is this pit? Where are the walls? Where is the universe? So you do kind of go down the wormhole a little bit in even trying to figure out the rules of this fantastic childhood concept.
You know what I love about this is that the band The Handsome Family has song about a never-ending pit.
A bottomless pit,
A bottomless pit in this guy's backyard, and he's obsessed with it. And it's of course, depressing and beautiful, but it deals with that same sort of concept of just the never-ending fall.
Yeah, I believe in the song his wife lowers him down in, like, a bathtub or something on a rope, and eventually the rope gives way, and he's just endlessly falling down through this hole.
That's what I love about that band, too. You know, it was a clawfoot tub.
Yeah, of course. You know, you want to go down in style.
Sure. All right, perhaps we should talk about what infinity is not, because we've got that sort of simple idea of it's going on and on forever and ever.
Right.
Infinity is not a real number. We can't say, you know, it's this number of things. There's an infinite number of things. We can say an infinite amount because we don't know specifically what that number would ever be.
Yeah, there's no number that we can say is infinity. We just have the symbol for infinity, which, of course, is essentially an 8 on its side. And you can think of as a little like childhood train track that circles back in on itself.
Yeah, it's actually called a lemniscate. And John Wallace began using the symbol for infinity in 1655. Now, infinity cannot be measured, of course, which also ties into it not being a real number. It's not something that's growing. It's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Okay, yeah, so it's not a situation of the bottomless pit, the endless pit, the never-ending pit, actually getting deeper and deeper. It just is eternally
deeper and deeper.
Deep. Yes.
Right, yeah. And infinity comes from that Latin word infinitus, which means unboundedness, which is a good way to look at that pit. It is not bound to anything physically. It's just going on for an infinity. Now, the reason why this is an important concept is because it really flavors different fields of study, like mathematics and physics and philosophy. And today we're going to focus more on philosophy because I think this is really at the heart of the matter for humans, of course.
Right. It's pretty much the underpinnings, you know, because once you get into the mathematics and the physics, it's kind of the tip of the spear. And philosophy is kind of the shaft, and also having the philosophy in mind really helps you better grasp the mathematics and physics of the issue.
Yeah, there's an article by George Dvorsky writing for IO9, and he talks about why infinity is such an interesting and meaty concept. And he says, quote, as every chess player knows, each piece is assigned a numerical value according to its tactical importance and strength. These values range from 1, pawns, to 9, the queen, and are often used to keep a kind of score as the game progresses. But, he says, the king is assigned infinite value. And for a very good reason. He says, losing the king is fatal. It's instant game over, regardless of whatever else might be happening in the match. The king's worth, therefore, cannot be bound within a finite set of values. And he goes on to say, therein lies another kind of infinity, death. Right. Because your king gets knocked out, as he says, it's game over. And he says, assuming that nothing awaits us in the afterlife, the termination of our lives represents a kind of eternity. It's an eternity of nothingness, but an eternity nonetheless.
Indeed. I mean, infinity is often a concept in religions and worldviews. And you go back to our episode on the problem of mortality. I mean, that's the key to that is our struggling with the whole question. you know, well, what does it mean that we're not infinite? We're finite. And maybe could we become infinite? And is there anything about us or humanity or the universe that is infinite? And chess is also such an interesting concept, because another interplay between chess and infinity is, of course, that there are a finite number of chess games, start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
When you start thinking about, all right, I could move this this pawn, and then my opponent could move this pawn, and then all the moves that could transcend from that point. There's a finite number of chess games that exist, and it's beyond our human ability to comprehend them all. But there is a limit. If you were to look at a map of the universe of chess from an impossibly high level to where you could see it all, you could see the collection. Here are the chess games, all the chess games that are possible.
Yeah, and it's such an elegant metaphor for us grappling with a concept, and you can really see why philosophers get bound up in the idea of infinity, because the idea is if you could solve infinity, you could solve meaning. And if you solve meaning, you could maybe solve death, or maybe you could even prove the existence of God for some philosophers.
Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the notable philosophers and thinkers throughout the ages that have taken their minds and tried to contain within it infinity.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product, and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we're back, and we're discussing infinity. We're discussing the history of infinity and the way that various great thinkers throughout the ages have tackled the topic. And I actually got to hear Philip Clayton, a theologian and philosopher, discuss this at the World Science Festival a few years back. And he, in fact, highlighted several of these individuals who we're going to discuss right here. A good starting point is to go back to the 5th century BCE to the philosopher Zeno of Elea. Now, he introduced the concept in the West of infinity, playing on an earlier idea of the boundless by Anaximander, which you have to think about this. Put yourself in the mindset of the ancient Greeks, you know, who are big on architecture and mm-hmm. figuring out the form of things. And here's the scary concept of the boundless, of the infinite. And so Zeno came up with several different paradoxes, Zeno's paradoxes, including Achilles and the tortoise, which is an interesting little thought experiment that if you really focus on it too much, it means that movement isn't really possible. It gets kind of crazy. But the basic idea here is that if a tortoise has a head start in a race against the mythic Achilles, then Achilles can never actually catch up to the tortoise. It's going to take the Achilles a certain amount of time to reach the point where the tortoise stopped. And then you have all these different increments in the shrinking space between the two. And so it means that something finite can be divided an infinite number of times. And I've seen it pointed out that if you have a mortgage or any kind of arrangement with a bank on a loan, then you can see
mortgage.
That that's possible, right? Because
yeah.
it seems like they find a way to take a finite amount of money and make paying it back last forever.
What I like about this thought experiment is that it really illustrates this concept of infinite continuum, this continuum that goes on and on forever and ever, even though you have these little finite parts of it, that tortoise and Achilles are forever divided by a certain space of time.
To move on to another notable Greek thinker, there's, of course, Pythagoras, Greek philosopher, mathematician, invented the notion of mathematics, that which can be learned. And he said that each integer has its own spiritual meaning. Most notably, he launched the Pythagorean theorem. Just to run through that one again, he said the square of a hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. If you plug some ones in there, and the square root of two requires infinite digits with no repeating patterns, you can see infinity popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we've all encountered that in our even basic mathematics classrooms. You have that number and it has a remainder that repeats forever. And you just have to give up on it after a while because the human mind can only deal with so much.
So there you have this infinite continuum, the basis of that with Zeno. Mm-hmm. With Pythagoras, you have infinite digits just going on and on, no repeating pattern. And then you have the Jain religion, the Mahāvīra, 2,400 years ago,
mm-hmm.
who begin to look at the infinite and parse it in terms of different types. And they're coming up with the concepts of an infinite length, an infinite volume, the concept of innumerable as represented by N. And now we have even more building blocks of conceiving of infinity, again, within the field of mathematics, even though these are philosophers essentially grappling with the idea of infinity.
Yeah, and in fact, different infinities. And that's where things start getting really weird when you start realizing there's not just the one infinity, there are different takes on infinity. This leads us to Aristotle, of course. So everything seems to come back around to Aristotle when you start talking about history of thought, especially in Western traditions. He found that with actual infinities, physics doesn't work that well, and we'll discuss more about this later. But Aristotle said that there exists no actual infinities in the physical world, so he banished them to more or less the realm of forms. And you can count, and the basis here is you can count as long as you want, but you experience finite results in a finite lifetime. You can divide all day, but you're going to run out of time. So you see this division between. So even though we're talking about infinity, we're, of course, finite minds and finite bodies and finite world.
Yeah, and this he describes as the notion of potential infinity. And I like this because it's almost like straddling a fence between does infinity exist and does infinity not exist? It's kind of saying there's a potential for infinity. In other words, if you have a line in mathematics that goes on and on and on forever, mm-hmm. it exists there. But in the physical world, you have a finite line.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of being in a Sunday school class when I was a kid, and I was always one of the problematic Sunday school kids who would want to ask about the really difficult stuff mm-hmm. and or the really crazy stuff. So I would always ask about the book of Revelation. And I remember this one Sunday school teacher, he would always just say, I don't worry about that. Just don't forget about all that stuff, because that only worry about the stuff that directly relates to your life and all, because that's just a bunch of, you know, because there's dragons and stuff, right? It's the end of times, it's codes and all. And so you see a bit of that in this separation between the the infinities and the finite, right? Because we are finite and the infinity is ultimately beyond us.
All right. Another person who is exploring this notion is 13th century theologian Thomas Aquinas. We've talked about him before, too.
Yes. And he was very much focused on the quality of existence rather than the quantity, in it, at least as far as infinity is concerned. So he was saying that God is infinite in quality more so than in quantity. So he sees it more as a mode of existence. And he identified a separation between mathematical infinity and religious infinity. So we see a curious principle emerge out of Aquinas's thinking here. Even an infinite God cannot create an infinite object. So think about that.
Yeah. Now you have Nicholas of Cusa in the 15th century. He's a philosopher who says everything is included in the infinite.
Heresy!
Heresy! Boo! That's the reaction from the crowd in the 15th century. So therefore, with this model, you would have the world itself being inside God, and he used mathematical examples to describe this God-world model. And the crux really is that God is the circle whose center is everywhere, and the circumference is therefore nowhere. And this is called a coincidence of opposites, because now you have humans, the animals that stand at the boundary between the eternal and the finite.
And here's an interesting one. This comes from the 17th century Jewish philosopher Baruch Spinoza. He was actually kicked out of the synagogue for allegedly arguing that God has a body. This is where we see metaphysics meeting geometry. He said, if God is infinite, then God is the one substance. And the substance must have infinite attributes, and we must all be modes of the one. Which all sounds kind of nice and if you feel goodery. I don't see why they had to kick him out.
It's very Gaia-esque, right?
So in this, God is not the personal God. God and nature are one. The highest ethic is to live in accordance with the laws of nature, and in doing so, be a part of the infinite.
So what people were really disgusted by, you know, then, which is, oh, how terrible to live one with nature, is that they're talking about a God that is, you know, amorphous and infinite and almost unknowable except by nature. And to say that nature might be greater than man mm-hmm. at that point obviously would be sort of like, what are you talking about? We're trying to get away from our animal selves. And you're saying that this God has a body in the form of everything.
Yeah, plus, I mean, he's saying, you know, God is boundless. God is, you know, ultimately not something you can know. You can't contain God. And really, that's what religion is all about, containing God. Shackling God, creating narrow definitions for what God is and what God wants.
Yeah, little God cages.
Yeah, that's my take anyway.
All over. What I really like about Spinoza is that he wrote ethics in the guise of geometry. So he's calling out himself and pretty much saying, I intend to put this in the guise of geometry, but I'm saying some pretty radical things for the time.
All right, well, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about where this leaves us in the pool of the infinite, and where we hope to move on to in the next episode.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back, and hopefully we have laid the groundwork for Infinity, what it's not, and maybe inching toward a concept of what it is. You know, the question comes up, does Infinity exist?
Mm-hmm. Is it like that perfect circle that we've talked about before? Is it something that, only exists within mathematics? Does it exist within mathematics? It kind of goes a step even further than that.
Which is why the next episode is going to deal heavily with this.
Yeah.
And, you know, because then we kind of get into those questions that we've grappled with before, or we've mud wrestled with, maybe that's a better way to describe it. Is math intrinsic or extrinsic to humans? And then that brings up the question about infinity itself. Do we exist within infinity? Can you exist outside of it? Which brings up the question of time.
Yeah.
Existing in and out of time. So all of these concepts are bound up with one another, and it's some good territory to chew over.
Yeah, like another big one is when is infinity an acceptable answer to a question? Because if I were to ask my son, how many cashews would you like? And he was to say infinite cashews, that would be a problem because I do not have infinite cashews and he cannot eat infinite cashews. I don't think you should have more than four, to be honest.
There is a thought experiment there, my friend. But I think, what this all gets down to is that complete knowledge is impossible.
Yeah.
We've talked about this and except for Chuck Norris, who has counted to infinity twice.
Oh, has it?
And do check out the next episode because we do have some really great thought experiments in there, including the Infinite Hotel.
Yeah, you get to choose the point during the podcast when you go mad. We're not going to tell you when to lose your mind. Hey, in the meantime, make sure you go to stufftoblowyourmind.com. That's where you'll find all the podcast episodes, and particularly on this one in recent episodes, I'm trying to include links to other topics that we've covered, be it in blog form, video form, etc., that are related, as well as links out to some important resources related to the podcast that you are listening to.
And if you have any infinite ideas that you want to express in a finite number of characters, you can do that by sending us an email at blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission,
parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.